I will kneel from wrong, and I'll die in the
earth. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Missing Persons broadcast with Lorna Munson and Bobby Ormsby. Hope everyone had a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving and enjoyed your Black Friday deals. Hope everyone was safe out there shopping. Now, for those of you new just tuning into us, we are a humanitarian American patriot group, not a militia. Be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on MeWe. Click on Communities and scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Be sure to check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or click that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. Those are the only two ways we can do what we do here in the Defender 7. Totally up to y'all. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in and participate. And that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. Those of you that are too shy to talk on the phone, we also have a chat room right here on Blog Talk that is also live during each broadcast. So either way, come on in, participate. Do you know somebody that's missing? Call in, share your story with us. We'll get the word out. And as we always say, if you know something, say something. You never know, you could be that one key piece of helping to bring a loved one home. So be sure to share all flyers everywhere. Now allow me to bring in my sidekick, our major pain in the ass, Miss Lorna Munson.
Yep, here I am.
How you doing, kid?
Oh, living the dream, you know.
Yeah, but my dream's a nightmare because, you know, I'm not a millionaire yet.
I know, same here. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, what do you think about that $600 thingy?
I know, they've been saying that for a while, though. I mean, with all these different crap going around, you don't know what to believe.
Yeah. Who did I? Oh, Vincent Scott. He's the one who brought it to my attention. And he said that, yeah, it is law, so he must have been doing some digging. I don't know how they can be. Well, it's, I believe from that one video that I watched, it's only a third party thing. Like they were saying, if you sell stuff through PayPal or some other internet thing.
Right.
So they want their cut. If you have $600 and some worth of clothes that you sell that have already been, taxes already been paid on, you guys just got to pay tax on it again, get 1099.
But then again, I don't put nothing past this administration.
Oh, I know. And then there's something to do with credit cards, too, that you get dinged. And I'm not exactly sure what that is. Ralph is having a hell of a time.
Ralph what?
He's having a hell of a time. He's trying to fluff and the cat's attacking him. And he just actually gave me a dirty look when he heard his name.
Yeah, because he's probably like, Mama, get this cat away from me.
Yep. Oh.
I guess we can start.
All right.
First one's from Kansas. Jenna Felsberg, missing from Wichita, Kansas, missing since July 6, 2022, 19 years old, 5'3", white female, 130 pounds, blonde in strawberry hair, blue eyes, and I guess her baby's missing with her. Javier Felsberg, 1 year old, 2 foot, 30 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Jenna Felsberg went missing from Wichita, Kansas on July 6, 2022. Family has not seen or heard from Jenna since she went missing in July. At the time of her disappearance, Jenna was 19 years old. She is now 20. I already gave you the description. Javier is 1 year old. He has brown hair and brown eyes. If you have any information regarding Jenna's disappearance or know their whereabouts, please contact the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-268-4181.
Juanito Perez, 15 years old. He's missing from Rapid City, South Dakota. American Indian, Alaska Native. He's Hispanic. Well, says American Indian, Alaska Native, Hispanic or Latino. Huh. Male, brown eyes, black hair, 5'8", 225 pounds. He was last seen wearing a black hat, red hoodie, black pants, and gray Nike shoes. If you have any information, call Rapid City Police Department at 605 394-4131.
This is an indigenous missing girl, Natalia Green, missing since from Pullman, Washington, since 11/18/2022. Around the time she went missing, her and her family received threats to their safety based on racial hatred and discrimination. The police have not properly helped in this case, so we are asking that tips be directed to us here or contact at mmiwusa.org. She is from Warm Springs and Nez Perce tribes. She's 4'9", 90 pounds. Her hair is long and black with dyed green tips. She has brown eyes. She has scars on her left forearm. She was last seen at Pullman High School. If you have any information, please reach out to the Pullman, Washington Police Department at 509-334-0802.
Naugatuck Police Department, Naugatuck. Murder investigation update. At this time, Naugatuck police detectives continue to work around the clock alongside FBI Violent Crime Task Force and CSP Violent Crime Task Force to apprehend Christopher Francis Guiney for the murder of his daughter, Camilla. Those who have called, messaged, and sent in tips for information, we thank you for aiding us in our efforts to bring this violent criminal to justice. We continue to ask the public to help be our eyes and ears, and if you have any information regarding the suspect, please contact Naugatuck Police Department immediately. The FBI is offering a $10,000 reward to any individual with information that leads to the capture and prosecution of the suspect. There was a description. Where did it go? Hold on. It was here. Well, oh, there it is, duh, right in front of my face. His date of birth is 5/15/1991. He's 6 foot, 230 pounds, Hispanic male. Any information, contact what was that other? And Naugatuck is in Connecticut. Contact them at 203-729-5222 or the confidential tip line at 203-720-1010.
Laura Lee Wallander, missing since November 15, 2022 from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 15-year-old white, I guess it's a white female, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'2", 212 pounds. Don't hesitate. Anyone having information, call 911 or the Milwaukee Police Department in Wisconsin at 1-414-933-4444.
Lorianne Boffman won the lottery in 2006 and disappeared 6 days later. This story centers around Lorianne Boffman one day. Lori had a great turn event that would bring her to high spirits, and just 6 days later, she disappeared without a trace. Her family is still struggling with her disappearance 16 years later. And it gives no description or anything, but she looks like a black lady, wears glasses, both her ears are pierced, and that's all I can give you.
Kimberly Cruz Hernand, missing since November 11, 2022, from Graham, Texas. 17-year-old Hispanic female, black hair, long, brown eyes, 5'4", 155 pounds. She was last seen on November 11th. Don't hesitate, call 911 or the Graham Police Department in Texas at 140-549-1555.
Cold case, Alpena, Michigan. Female, white, 56 years old, 5'3 to 5'5, 130 pounds. She had a tan winter jacket with no hood. Alan, where did it go? Took unspecified prescription medication at the time of her disappearance. She's a Caucasian female, gray and brown hair, brown eyes. Alan may use the last name Mishley. She was last seen at 6:30 p.m. on January 26, 2015, when her brother dropped her off at home on Avery Street in Alpena, Michigan. She has never been heard from again. She is considered to be endangered, but few details are available to her case. If they have any information, call the Alpena Police Department at 989-354-1800.
Carrie Allen, missing from Omaha, Nebraska, November 19, 2022. 43-year-old, white female, 5'8", 130 pounds, blonde and strawberry hair, hazel eyes. Carrie Allen went missing from Omaha, Nebraska on November 19, 2022, around 11 p.m. Carrie, who is divorced and has a teenage son, was last seen at her West Omaha home near 168th and Blondo Street. Authorities in Topeka, Kansas searched the home of an Aldrich Scott, 47, on Tuesday after receiving an alarming 911 call was made that a man living at his address may have killed his girlfriend. An arrest warrant was issued Wednesday for Aldrich, who has been charged with Carrie's kidnapping and accessory to a felony. He was not in custody as of Friday evening, November 25th, 2022. The Douglas County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office led multiple searches, including at the Pheasant Point Landfill in Bennington, Nebraska. If you have any information regarding Carrie's disappearance or whereabouts, please call the Douglas County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office, 402-444-5804.
Shaikith Kilpatrick Marks, missing from Arkansas, or Sherwood, Arkansas, since November 2nd, 2022. She's 23 years old. She's 6'1". 165 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. her cell phone is turned off and she does not have a vehicle. Oh, ouch, dang it. She has a woogie, what does that say? There's a woogie tattooed on her left eyebrow. What's a woogie?
I have no clue.
She has Clifton tattooed on her left wrist and a tattoo of a triangle with eyes on the inside on her left shoulder. is last known to be wearing a white T-shirt, tan joggers, and white shoes. She did leave with a backpack and with an outfit in it because she was going to spend the night with her friend. If you have any information of her whereabouts, call the Sherwood, Arkansas Police Department at 501-835-1425.
Terea Campagna, missing since November 10th, 2022, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 16-year-old biracial female, black shoulder-length hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 142 pounds. She is black and white, light-complected. Don't hesitate. Call 911 or the Milwaukee Police Department at 1-414-933-4444.
Boy Blackwater, missing from Lincoln, Nebraska, missing since January 17, 2019. He was 57 when he disappeared. He's 61 now. He's 5'9", 140 to 160 pounds, gray hair, brown eyes. Frank was last seen at Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach Center in Lincoln, Nebraska, getting supplies. Frank is transient, but it is unusual for him not to have contact with his family. If you have any information regarding Frank's disappearance or know his whereabouts, call the Lincoln, Nebraska Police Department at 402-441-6000.
Lamia Schaffer, missing since September 20th, 2022, 14 from Wichita, Kansas. Black female, 14 years old, medium complexion, 5'4", 170 pounds, black hair, shoulder length, brown eyes. Lamia was last seen around 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday, September 20th, near Central and Ridge in Wichita, wearing a jaw shirt with a shark on it, light blue sweats, and multicolored Crocs with gibbets charms on them. Circumstances of disappearance. Lamia suffers with mental health issues, including bipolar depression and oppositional defiant disorder, her mom said. She also lives with a learning disability. Anyone with information, please call Wichita Police Department at 316-660-9456.
Mary Jimmy Shin, and that's S-H-I-N-N, missing since July 20th, 1978, from Magnolia, Arkansas. She's a Caucasian female. She has a scar on her left cheek and a birthmark on her forehead. Her nickname is Bobo. She has several jewelry pieces, including a costume-designed gold necklace with three diamond pendants. She owned an art studio on Magnolia Street and taught regular classes there. She was trying to sell a house on East McNeil Street and had advertised about it in the newspaper. Authorities believe she showed the house to an unknown man at 4 p.m. on July 19th. He reportedly wanted to trade her house for a parcel of land he owned in Taylor Highway, 9 miles south of town. But Shin didn't seem to think the transaction would go through. At 11 a.m. on July 20th, however, Shin got a call from the the man, and he said he wanted to see the house again. He told her his car was in for repairs and he needed to take a cab to get to East McNeil Street. They agreed to meet at the Easy Mart across the street from Shin's art studio. They would go together to the house at East McNeil Street. Shin told a friend to expect her back by 1:30. She has never been heard from again. A carpenter who had been working across the street from the house Shin was selling recalled having seen her with a man on the day of her disappearance. He placed the sighting between 10:30 and 11:30 a.m., described the man as Caucasian, 25 to 28 years old, with dark brown collar-length hair, a medium-length beard and mustache, 6'1 to 6'2, and 215 to 225 pounds. The man wore a mesh baseball cap and drove a dark green Pontiac with a lighter green vinyl top, possibly a 69 or 70 or 72 Bonneville or Catalina model. Police are uncertain whether the man the witness described actually had anything to do with Shin's disappearance. However, a neighbor who took his lunch break at 11:30 a.m. that day closely resembled the witness description, and I think the carpenter may have seen him instead. A more promising sighting came from a young girl who was at the Easy Mart at 11 a.m. the day of Shin's disappearance. She said a man came in and asked for a quarter to make a phone call, spoke on the pay phone for 5 minutes and left. Because this corresponds to known facts about Shin's disappearance, investigators believe the man that the witness saw may have been the man who was supposed to meet Shin. He is described as Caucasian in his mid-20s with dark curly hair, approximately 5'8", tall, and 185 to 200 pounds. Shin's blue 76 Special was found unlocked at the keys inside at Smitty's Grocery on the afternoon of her disappearance. Two employees at the store said they saw it there at 1 p.m., but the police didn't secure it until 5 or 6. By the time the law enforcement got control of the vehicle, several people had been inside it and may have disturbed a potential crime scene. Authorities stated the items found inside the car indicated Shin hadn't left on her own accord. There was Shin's navy blue denim purse emptied out on the driver's side floor with its contents scattered. Shin's white canvas sneakers pushed under the gas and brake pedals, a pair of sunglasses, and a novel. Shin's wallet was there and some cash inside, but her address book was missing. The rear left fender of the Buick had been scratched in the paint, and the inside of the car were seeds and bits of grass. Investigators believe it was driven into a meadow. The man Shin was supposed to see on the day of her disappearance has never been identified. Although various suspect names have surfaced over the years, in spite of an extensive investigation, there's been no trace of Shin since 78. Foul play is suspected in her disappearance. If you have any information concerning this case, contact the Columbia County Sheriff's Office at 870-234-5331.
Jamin MacArthur, missing since November 9, 2022, from Houston, Texas. 17-year-old white male, blonde hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 148 pounds. Anyone having information, call 911 or the Houston Police Department in Texas at 1-713-884-3131.
Marion Fisher, missing from Cincinnati, Ohio since 11/14/2022. She's 17 years old, female, she's black. Well, her picture makes her look like a very light colored black. She's 5'2", 123 pounds, red hair, brown eyes. She was wearing a purple robe and white pants. If you have any information, call the Cincinnati Police Department Personal Crimes Unit at 513-352-6474.
Detectives from Montgomery County Department of Police Special Victims Investigation Division are asking for the public's assistance in locating a missing 17-year-old from Rockville, Maryland. Sanaya Brown was last seen on Saturday, October 21st, 2022, at approximately 2:30 p.m. in the 600 block of Maryland Avenue in Rockville. It is unknown what clothing she was last seen wearing. Police and family are concerned for her welfare. She's a 17-year-old black female with black hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 120 pounds. She has long braided hair. Anyone with any information regarding her whereabouts is asked to call the police non-emergency number at 301-279-8000 or the Special Victims Investigation Division at 240-773-5400.
Child missing after mom found dead on Thanksgiving in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Authorities said 5-year-old Aspen Jetter's mom hasn't been seen since November 1st. Deputies responded around noon on Thursday to a welfare check in the 200 block of Lewis Drive. There they found a dead female who had not been seen since November 1st. Investigators soon learned that the deceased also had a child, 5-year-old Aspen Jetter. However, this child was nowhere to be found. Sheriff Leroy Ravenel urged anyone who has information about the child to come forward and said they can remain anonymous. If you have any information of the whereabouts of this child, please let us know. The sheriff said in a statement, you don't have to give your name, just give us what you know. It doesn't give a description of the girl, but got like light brown hair, dark blonde, curly, very curly hair. If you have any information, call 803-534-3550 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-CRIME-SC.
Brian Gilliland Jr. is a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Parsons, Kansas on August 18, 2022. Brian is a 16-year-old white male. He is 5'7", 170 pounds. He has brown hair and brown eyes. If you have any information regarding Brian's disappearance, or you know of his whereabouts, please call the Parsons, Kansas Police Department at 620-421-7060.
It has now been a full year and Laura Kent is still missing. Please share this post out to as many places as you can. This case is so very important to me, and I have spent countless hours trying to find Laura. All of these cases on this page are important to me, but this one is very personal to me, and I will not stop until she is found. We know she is in danger and being trafficked, and we also know that several people know of her whereabouts. I beg you to please come forward if you do know, have seen her in the last year, or even heard a rumor. I desperately need your help. Please share this out. Here's some pictures of Laura Kent. Please see her story in the post below. If you see Laura or have any questions, please message this page. I'll get information to the right people. Let me see if I can find any information. Nope. Well, she looks like a white female, brown eyes, brown hair, about shoulder length, pierced ears. That's all I got. Possible locations, Kensington, Reading, Philly, Camden. And that's it.
Okay, I got a cold case, 2016. June 22nd, 2016 was the last date of contact. He would be 45 years old now, white male, David DeWayne Abbott, 5'11" to 6', 200 to 200 pounds, missing from Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. He had a paranoid schizophrenic episode and left in his truck at 10 p.m. His truck was found 2 days later, 60 miles from home in Athens, Tennessee. He was seen disoriented walking down the road. He has dark brown, black hair. He had cut it the day before he left into a military-style high and tight cut. Facial hair description is brown with a red tint, usually a small beard or goatee. Hazel eye. Fingernails chewed down to the skin on top of fingers. Scar marks, severe scar on right shoulder and side of right arm. A scar on eyebrow, a scar on forearm and knee. A tattoo with the name Gina and tribal wedding band on left ring finger. Accessories, black or brown wallet, black knee brace, clothing cut off, muscle shirt, possibly tan with the word Walls workwear brand, with front pocket black base basketball shorts, black or brown flip-flops, any information, contact the Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia Police Department at 706-866-2512. Lieutenant Steve Blevins. And that's it.
Okay. Rapid City, South Dakota, Myrtle James Brown Bull, missing since 5/3/21. Male, Native American, 51 years old, 5'8", 200 pounds, gray hair, brown eyes. Brown Bull is an enrolled member of the Oglala Sioux tribe. He was last seen in the Memorial Park area of Rapid City, South Dakota on May 3rd, 2021. He disappeared with Susan Fast Eagle, who was last seen at the same place at the same time. They were last seen together, and neither of them have been heard from again. Few details are available in their cases. Any information, call the Oglala Sioux Tribe Department of Public Safety at 605-867-5141 or the Pine Ridge Oglala Sioux Tribal Police Department at 605-867-5111.
Jacqueline Vail, missing from Memphis, Tennessee, missing since November 12, 2022. She's a black female, 33 years old, 5'7", 140 pounds, dark complexion, black hair, brown eyes, circumstances of disappearance. Vail was last seen in the 2200 block of Lamar Ave. The family has not heard from her and is concerned for her safety. Vail was last seen wearing a gray jogging suit and gray and yellow hat. Now, her hair length is shoulder length, straight. They don't say it in her description, but her picture, she has a tattoo on her right arm, upper, you know, shoulder area. It looks like a portrait picture of a person, and she has tattoos on her left, above her left and her right breast. Anyone with any information, contact the Memphis Police Department at 901-545-2677.
Jasmine Pino, 33 years old, missing from Pine Ridge, Oglala. She's American Indian, Alaskan Native, female, brown eyes, brown hair, 5'7", 220 pounds. She was last seen wearing a black hoodie, sweatshirt, and blue jeans. Any information, call the Pine Ridge, Oglala Sioux Tribal Police Department at 605-867-5111.
Yeah, I got another cold case.
Huh?
27-year-old Ebony Monique Giddens, black female, 4'9", 110 pounds. Date of last contact was March 12, 2018. Missing from Columbus, Georgia. Her family was left behind in personal items such as a cell phone and purse. Her hair is black in color, short with braids. Anyone with any information, contact the Columbus Police Department at 706-225-4379.
Asa Nay Marks, missing from Omaha, Nebraska. 12 years old, missing since October 5th, 2022. Female, biracial, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 120 pounds. May be in the local area or may travel to other cities in Nebraska. She is black and white. If you have any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Omaha Police Department in Nebraska at 402-444-5600.
Good. I'm seeing a lot of found children. Paris Clark, missing from College Station, Texas, November 16, 2022. 15-year-old black female. Dark complexion, 4'11", 115 pounds, blonde hair long with brown eyes. Paris was last seen on Wednesday, November 16, 2022, near her residence in a 300 block of Manuel Drive, College Station, Brazos County, Texas. She was last seen wearing a white hoodie with purple and blue butterflies, black colored leggings. She does wear glasses. Anyone with any information, please call College Station Police Department at 979-764-3600.
Dylan Blade Shuford, missing from St. Clair, Missouri since November 1st, 2022. He's 27 years old, 6'4", 190 to 200 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. Dylan had signed himself out of the Phelps County Hospital and was picked up by a female individual. She said that he later left with a friend. Dylan, at the time of his disappearance, had a bag that had clothes in it. He doesn't have a phone. He has had no contact with loved ones. Dylan has a tattoo blade on his right forearm. If you have any information of his disappearance or whereabouts, call the St. Clair, Missouri Police Department at 636-629-1313. Missouri State Highway Patrol Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 866-362-6422.
Richard Beam is a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Wichita, Kansas, 21st, 2022. Richard is a white 17-year-old male. He is 5'8". 120 pounds, has brown hair, brown eyes. Do you have any information regarding his disappearance or his whereabouts? Call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department, 316-660-9452.
Caitlin Lee Roberts, missing from Sullivan, Missouri, since November 22nd, 2022. She's 18 years old, 5 feet, 150 pounds, brown hair, green eyes. Caitlin is prone to have seizures and is without her medication. She was last seen at 4:30 p.m. in Maple Street area, Sullivan, Missouri. She has her phone but no charger. She has no data on her phone, so would need Wi-Fi to use. She has not viewed any messages that have been sent and not active on social media. If you have any information regarding Caitlin's disappearance or her whereabouts, call the Sullivan, Missouri Police Department at 573-468-8001 or the Missouri State Highway Patrol Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 573-526-6178.
Dimitri DeWitt is a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Parsons, Kansas, October 14, 2022. It is believed that Dimitri may still be in the Parsons area, where he may be in the Independence, Kansas area. Dimitri is a 15-year-old white male, 5'5", 120 pounds. He has brown hair and brown eyes. Any information regarding Dimitri's disappearance or his whereabouts, call the Parsons, Kansas Police Department, 620-421-7060.
Okay. Man wanted in connection with Portsmouth shooting considered armed and dangerous. Portsmouth, Ohio. Police in Portsmouth, Ohio said a man wanted in connection with the shooting death of two other men is considered armed and dangerous. Anthony L.A. Kearns, 25, of Scotia County, is wanted in connection with the shooting early Sunday morning that left two men dead in the 700 block of Chillicothe Street just outside Frank and Stein's Lounge, according to Portsmouth Police Department. Abraham Puschetti, 40 years old, and JVR Luna, 35, were found with gunshot wounds about 2:30 a.m. Sunday. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. Police said Kearns, who has an outstanding warrant from the Ohio Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, should be considered armed and dangerous. Residents are asked to not approach Kearns if he is spotted and to call 911 immediately.
Jesse Estrada, missing from Kansas City, Kansas, November 20th, 2022. He's a missing endangered runaway, went missing from Kansas City on November 20th, 2022. Jesse is 15 years old. He looks like he's a mix of Hispanic and white. He's 5'5", weighs 130 to 135 pounds. He has black hair that is bushy and brown eyes. Have any information regarding Jesse's disappearance or know of his whereabouts? Please call Kansas City, Kansas Police Department at 913-596-3000.
There's a silver alert for Carolyn Mitchell, missing from Kansas City, Missouri since November 23rd, 2022. She's 71 years old, 5'3", 100 pounds. She has black hair with dreads and brown eyes. Oops, damn it. Carolyn has been diagnosed with dementia. Carolyn was last seen walking southbound on 51st Street and Tracy Avenue. She was wearing a tan trench coat, red shirt, blue jeans, and white shoes. If you have any information on Carolyn's disappearance or know her whereabouts, call 911 or the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department at 816-234-5220.
Eleni Casa, 31, was reported missing on Friday, November 18th by her family, who stated she failed to pick up her daughter from school. Casa has not been seen or heard from since that morning, the morning of November 17th. She could possibly be traveling in a black Dodge Charger tag number 7L87V2. Casa is 5'3", 115 pounds. She is listed in the National Crimes Information Center database as missing. If you see Casa or know where she is, please notify Department or Detective Julie Cox with the Murfreesboro Police Department Criminal Investigations Division, 629-201-5514. She has both ears pierced. Her hair is shoulder length, has a cross around her neck. Her left nostril was pierced. And that's all I got.
Tanya Lynn Sadecki, 46 years old, brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'5", 110 pounds. His last known contact was August 28, 2022. He had a friend come pick her up in the early morning hours of August 29th. She was last leaving a home on the corner of 9th Ave and Morgan Street in Breckenridge, Pennsylvania. He is not been seen or heard from by anyone, including her children. If you have any information on Tanya's whereabouts, Tarentum Police Department at 724-224-1515.
Sean Reddish, last seen 8/31/2022, is a white male, 6'2", 200 pounds, 48 years old. He has a tattoo on his upper right arm of a peace sign. Sean Reddish went missing from Crawfordville, Florida on Wednesday, 8/31/2022. He was last seen at Rocky's gas station in Wakulla County at 7:41 p.m. He's bald on top, but has a receding hairline on the sides, a light mustache and beard, Anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to call 911 or 850-606-5800.
Missing in Ohio, search team for Kobe Roach Raymond Willis, closer than ever. Missing from Ohio, Waverly, Ohio, a volunteer search and recovery team trudged through muddy farmland in rural Ohio Saturday, splitting away from a second group tasked with taping dozens of missing persons flyers across the town of Waverly. Armed with pink ribbons and a cadaver dog named Thor, the family of a missing 24-year-old Kobe Roach tried to keep warm while executing a mile-long search for any shred of evidence leading to them to the man, a son, brother, uncle who was declared missing more than 2 years ago. As long as I live, I won't stop searching. Mark Roach, Kobe's father, said hopefully somebody helped. They said he'd been fed to pigs. Family's hell after brother disappeared. Huh, weird. Saturday search led by a crime victim. Search's nonprofit Golden Heart, the voice for the voiceless, was the family's second attempt in 2 weeks and one of nearly a dozen volunteer-led search since Kobe went missing on July 6, 2020. Since Kobe's disappearance and the discovery of his abandoned broken-down car on Mount Camel Road in Jackson, Mark Roach said agonizing over every tip the family receives, whether it be a claim that Kobe was fed to the hog, put in barrels, or thrown off the bridge, has been torture. There's lots and lots of horror stories. I'm not sure which ones to believe, Mark Roach told NBC4 in September. We know he was murdered. There is no doubt in my mind. Kobe is believed to be indebted to someone prior to going missing. Was not the only target of Saturday's search, according to Golden Heart's founder, Lena Wilson. Just 2 days before Kobe disappeared, 42-year-old Raymond Willis was reported missing from a swath of farmland alongside Watson Road in Waverly. In Waverly, Wilson said. The two men are believed to be connected through Luke Farmer, who died of a drug overdose in the weeks after Kobe and Raymond went missing. They had the same circle of people. They were in the same general vicinity, Wilson said. It's so close together from the 4th to the 6th, and it's all in our search area pattern. As Golden Hearts and Kobe's family tried to piece the puzzles together, Wilson said, the November 5th discovery of several items near the Watson Road farm with Golden Hearts believed to be connected to Kobe's case gave the family a glimmer of hope. Detectives of the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation executed a search warrant near the Watson Road region after Wilson informed the group's findings. A spokesperson from the Ohio Attorney General Office said, we feel like we're closer to Raymond and Kobe than we have been all these years because we weren't able to find some other things that we'll not mention to the news media. That brought DCI into the picture this week, Wilson said. Thanks to the family's own donations and other private donation, Girls in Hearts is offering a $25,000 reward for information leading to the remains of Kobe and Raymond Wilson. And Raymond Wilson said, tips can be made anonymously, Wilson said, and she encouraged hunters or those frequently in the wooded area near Waverly, specifically Watson Road, to keep an eye out for the items or remains that seem out of place. 2 years is too long, Wilson said. Let's bring our boys home before Thanksgiving so the family can have closure, peace of mind, and know where they are instead of asking where they are. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Golden Hearts at 330-801-8904 or the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigations at 740-845-2000 or submit a missing persons tip through the BCI website. Wow, that would really be a bummer if they got fed to the pigs.
Yeah, right? They'll never find them.
No, only their teeth. And good luck with that.
Tanya Lynn Sadecki, 46-year-old, white female, brown hair, shoulder length, 5'5", 110 pounds. The Tarentum Police Department is requesting the public's assistance in locating a missing 46-year-old Tanya Lynn Sadecki, which was last known contact was on August 28, 2022. She had a friend come pick her up in the early morning hours of August 29th. She was last seen leaving a home on the corner of 9th Avenue and Morgan Street in Brackenridge, PA. She has not been seen or heard from by anyone, including her children. If you have any information on Tanya's whereabouts, please contact the Tarentum Police Department at 724-224-1515.
Richmond, Indiana. This is a cold case. Endangered missing male, biracial, black and white. Birth date is 9/29/93. He'd be 29 now. He was 24 when he went disappearing. He's 5'7 to 5'8, 130 to 145 pounds. Got a black sweatshirt, blue jeans, sunglasses, a beanie cap, and either a black and white sneakers or a black and purple high top sneakers. Carrying a brown backpack. McCune suffers from depression, social anxiety, and paranoid schizophrenia. He may be in need of medical attention. Got brown hair, brown eyes. McQueen may go by his middle name, Thomas. He has tattoos of the sun, moon, and stars on both arms. A tattoo of a cross on his hand between his thumb and forefinger. And tattoos across his chest. McQueen was last seen at his apartment in the 200 block of Southwest 3rd Street in Richmond, Indiana on August 16, 2018. His grandfather took him to supper that evening when he spoke to his mother and made plans to go grocery shopping with her the next day. He has never been heard from again. At the time of his disappearance, McQueen normally walked places to get where he wanted to go and carried a backpack with him. He enjoyed camping and walking in the woods near Earlham College campus. Few details that are available in the case. Any information? Phone number. Where's the phone number? There is no phone number. Any information? Contact the Indiana Missing Persons Bulletin Facebook page for Jaylene McQueen, the Indiana State Police, or the Palladium Item Richmond Police Department. That's all I can give you. I don't have no phone numbers.
Carrie Allen, missing since November 21st, 2022. She's a 43-year-old white female, 5'8", 130 pounds, blonde hair, hazel eyes. Her hair is shoulder length. She was last seen Saturday night. Contact 402-444-6000 or 911 with any tips. And this is out of Nebraska.
The Douglas County Sheriff's Office is requesting the public's assistance in locating a missing person. Missing is Carrie Allen, a 43-year-old white female, 5'8", 130 pounds, blonde hair and hazel eyes. She was last seen Saturday evening at 2300 hours. Anyone with information on Kerry's whereabouts is encouraged to contact the Douglas County Sheriff's Office in Nebraska at 402-444-6000 or call 911.
Okay, another found one.
Yeah, I scrolled past a couple found ones, too.
Located. Found face. Lanaya Williams. Missing since 11/15/2022. From Washington, D.C. Black female, medium complexion, 5 foot, 120 pounds, black hair, shoulder length, brown eye. Lanaya was last seen in the 1700 block of North Capitol Street, Northwest, on Tuesday, November 15, 2022. Anyone with information, please contact the Metropolitan Police Department at 202-727-9099.
Merle Glenn Stahl, missing from Omaha, Nebraska since October 1st, 2015. He was 55 when he disappeared. He's 62 now. He's 5'8 to 5'10, 180 pounds, gray hair, brown eyes. Merle is missing some of his teeth. Merle is enrolled in Santee Sioux Nation. Merle has the tip of his nose missing, scars on his forehead, left wrist, and his nose. He had previous frostbite on his foot, which makes it difficult for him to walk. Merle has a tattoo on his left arm, left forearm, and finger. One of his arm says Indian. Merle was last seen wearing a dark blue pants, green sweatshirt, a camo jacket, and veteran's hat. He was carrying a black backpack. Merle is known to be homeless. Merle had been dropped off on the interstate of the Grand Island exit. He was headed to Omaha. If you have any information regarding Merle's disappearance or his whereabouts, please call the Omaha, Nebraska Police Department at 402-444-4127 or the Nebraska Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 877-441-5678.
Stephen Manning, missing since November 20th, 2022, 12:30 p.m., Las Lunas, New Mexico. Steve Manning was last seen on March 19th, 2022. His clothing description is unknown. Steve has a tattoo on his forearm of a coat of arms for his last name and also has Alexis in it. His gray 2020 Kia was at his residence when the police were called out for a missing person. Age at the time of his disappearance was 57, so he'd be 58 right now. Black and gray, short hair, brown eyes, 5'9", 225 pounds. He does have a mustache and a beard. If anyone has any information regarding his whereabouts, please contact the Las Lunas Police Department at 505-865-9130.
Charles Besenbacher, missing from Kansas City, Missouri since November 14, 2022. He's 75 years old, 5'8", 132 pounds, got white hair and balding and hazel eyes. He wears black glasses. Charles has a medical condition that requires medication. Charles was last seen about 10 a.m. on November 14, 2022 on the 400 block of Chestnut Avenue. He was wearing a black jacket, camo vest, blue jeans, and black boots. Charles frequents the area of East 22nd Street in Charlotte. If you have any information of Charles' disappearance or know his whereabouts, call 911 or the Kansas City Police Department.
Are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, it just sounded like thumping and then I didn't hear nothing.
Oh.
J. Van Scott. Missing from Kansas City, Missouri, November 19, 2022. He's a 10-year-old black male, 5'3", 130 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He's a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Kansas City. Javon was last seen in the area of 99th and Richmond Ave in Kansas City. Javon is 10 years old. He was last known to be wearing an orange shirt, blue shorts, and flip-flops. If you have any information regarding Javon's disappearance or you know of his whereabouts, call 911 immediately or call the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department, 816-234-5100.
Yaslina Dreaming Bear, missing from Pennington County, South Dakota. American Indian, Alaskan Native, is female, brown eyes, brown hair, 5'3", 110 pounds. She was last seen wearing a gray hoodie, gray sweatpants, and gray socks. Any information, call the Pennington County Sheriff's Office at 605-394-4131.
Sydney Lynch, 16-year-old white female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 125 pounds, last seen November 25th. At approximately 11:30 p.m. at the 7900 block of Mount Pleasant Court in Walkersville. She was last seen wearing a blue pullover sweatshirt, red and black plaid pajama pants, and cow print Hey Dude shoes. For information that can help us find her, contact the FCSO at 301-600-1046.
Melody Randall.
No, I was just going to say, just to let you know, instead of doing the 2-hour show, I only scheduled this for 90 minutes. We do have 14 minutes left.
Okay.
Because I know you're tired on Mondays.
Yeah. Yeah, first.
So you can go ahead and do the last one, and then we'll talk a little bit and sign off.
Okay. Melody Randall. Missing since 11-18-2022 from Rapid City, South Dakota. American Indian, Alaskan Native. Female, brown eyes, brown hair, 5'4", 120 pounds. She was last seen wearing a gray sweater. any information, call the Rapid City Police Department in South Dakota at 605-394-4131.
Yeah, so like I said, you know, I know you get to, you're tired on Monday nights, and
yeah,
you know, instead of doing a full 2 hour show, I just scheduled
yeah.
it for 90 minutes.
That works for me.
I know, that's why I did it. So
yeah.
All you listeners out there, if you know any information on any of the cases that we put out tonight, reach out to law enforcement. If you're too nervous, you can either reach out to myself, Bobby Ormsby, or to Lorna Munson, and we'll see to it that your information gets to the proper authorities. Other than that, we still have 12 minutes. So, you got anything to add there, Miss Lorna?
No. Nope. Nope, I don't.
How's your dad doing?
Oh, I called day before yesterday, I think it was. And she said that he was doing good. He made me nervous because I called him a couple times and he never answered. So I called his wife. But he's doing his therapy and stuff and doing good.
Oh, good. That's good news.
And then my cousin that was in that car accident, they took that nose breathing thingy out and gave him a trach. And his face looks way better than what it did. Oh my god.
Yeah, I saw the picture you sent me.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And he's been opening his eyes and looking around a bit, but he's super sedated.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I took little man, my grandson. We took him to the doctors today. They got a schedule for an EEG and a CAT scan.
Yeah.
Oh, he was funny. Gets in his car seat. And Kate shuts the door to go over to buckle Addison in. And he goes, "Bye, Mom, you stay here." I go with Papa.
How cute.
Yeah, I just, I really hope they get him in there before next Monday. Because next Monday he's supposed to get his 2-year-old shots.
Oh, dang.
And if they give him them shots before this EEG and CAT scan, you're not going to be able to tell. I personally don't think.
Right.
Whether it could be from the shots or something else.
Right.
I told Kate, I hope you postpone the shots.
Yeah, absolutely. Let him get through this, what he's going through right now, before adding to it.
Right.
Hi, Lorna.
Hi, Daphne.
How's Ralph?
He is comical tonight.
Comical every night. He's
yeah, but tonight,
yeah.
And tonight he gave me an extra comic.
He's a wow. I love my wow.
Come to Wisconsin and visit.
You heard her.
Oh.
So, that's time to go.
Yeah.
Get the stink blown off you.
That's a little.
Snow warms you up.
Yep.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, actually, if there's snow on the ground when it's cold on it, it actually feels warmer than what the temperature is.
Yep.
The snow insulates the coldness out.
Yeah, what cracks me up about down here is that Mother Nature is still bipolar because it doesn't know if it wants to stay cold or be 80 degrees.
Oh, I know. That's the same here. We're in the 50s and 60s on one day and then in the 20s and 30s the next.
Right. We wake up to 47 degrees, but then by 8 o'clock, it's freaking already 60-something. And then by 10, forget it. The sun's out and it warms right up.
Yeah.
This weather's been weird down here.
It said it was like 42 or 46 today, but with that wind, it didn't feel like it at all.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's like I said, as long as you got snow around too, it kind of keeps heat in. I mean, I was never freezing cold in the snow.
Right.
Anywho, I want to thank you for being with me as usual.
Yepers.
And for those of you listening, know something, say something, be sure to share all missing persons flyers on all platforms. And let's help bring the missing home and bring closure to the families.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with that, have a great rest of your night. Good night, Lorna. I know you're going to crash
night.
Out.
Yep. You know it.
God bless America. God bless our children, first responders, veterans, military, the missing worldwide, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.